Yachty now on the KRLD Newsline. John, thank you so much for the time today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate being here.
Absolutely. Great to have you on. We are speaking on the lead up to World Food Day, which is coming up on the 16th. Why is this so important to what you guys do there at AFT?
Well, World Food Day provides a great opportunity to reflect on our food system. Food and agriculture form the foundation of our civilization. And I sometimes say that we simply can't hope for a sustainable future without sustainable ag. But our food system's facing some challenges. We got a taste of that during the pandemic, right? With the disruptions in the supply chain that created empty supermarket shelves. We saw some higher prices for some products. But those disruptions are small compared to what could happen in the future if we don't move towards a more resilient and sustainable food system. So for us, World Food Day is an occasion to focus attention on these critically important issues.
How has climate change altered the farm experience as farmers produce food?
Farmers are really on the front lines of climate change. Over time, they've seen broad changes in weather patterns and planting cycles, pollinator timing, pest pressure. And then, of course, some farmers have had to deal with far more catastrophic events, fires and floods and severe drought. Tens of thousands of acres of farmland out west were left fallow this year because of lack of water. And meanwhile, some Midwest farmers couldn't plant because the land was quite literally underwater. So farmers suffer in all of this, as do consumers, because prices go up. Climate change is a critical issue. The good news is that there are strategies that we can take through better farming practices that will help mitigate some of those challenges.
And you lead into regenerative agriculture. Tell us about what that is and why it's important.
Well, regenerative ag is the term that's being used now. We used to talk about sustainable ag. I think the notion is we want to do more than just keep things the way they are. We actually want to use agriculture to help heal the planet. So regenerative is the term that's increasingly used. It involves farming practices that grow food at the same time that they are rebuilding soil health. And this concept isn't new. Organizations like American Farmland Trust have been working with farmers on better farming practices for over 40 years. And some of these practices go back centuries. But regenerative ag is increasingly appreciated for all the benefits it can provide. Better soil health that is also able to better withstand heavy rainfall. Better soil also retains water, making it more resilient to drought. And better soil increases productivity. But on top of all of that, when you rebuild soil, what you're doing is increasing the carbon content in it, the organic matter in it. And where does that carbon come from? From the atmosphere. So in addition to all these other benefits, some of which allow you to weather the challenges of climate change a little better, regenerative agriculture is also a way to capture atmospheric carbon, store it long-term in the soil. So farmers can use these practices to help combat climate change. It's really quite powerful and hopeful.
So how are farmers adopting this, and how do we get more farmers to do so?
Well, you know, the kind of practices I'm talking about are things like no-till and low-till, where you don't turn over the soil so much and release carbon. It could be cover crops. It could be integrating livestock into crop production, a number of practices. That doesn't mean they're easy to do. It's risky for farmers to change practices. They operate under very tight margins, and most have considerable debt. And if they try to do something that fails, they may lose the farm. Now, farmers and ranchers are great stewards of the land. They want to do what's right, but they often need that extra help to do that. That might be technical assistance, and at times it's financial assistance. So government does have a role to play here. There are some really good programs in the conservation title of the Farm Bill, but they're not widespread enough. They're not necessarily refined as well as they need to be. So we need some change there. We also need businesses to play a bigger role. Many more food businesses are stepping up and supporting farmers within their supply chain, who follow better practices. We're beginning to see that happen. We need more. We need all of this. This is a time for all hands on deck. We, all groups, NGOs, government, business, have a role to play to helping farmers make this critically important transition. It's more than government and organizations and business. It's also all of us, right? We're all eaters. We're all consumers of food. And every time we buy food, we are driving the market one way or another. So one way we can all help is in how we spend our food dollar, whether that involves buying from a local farmer where we know that their practices are good, or buying products from a big company like, say, a General Mills that's sourcing increasingly from farmers who follow regenerative practices. But beyond that, there's also a role you can play by just staying informed and be knowledgeable about these issues and pushing your elected officials to take action. I've been in this space for 35 years, and one of the changes between now and the past is that more people are informed, and that's part of the reason why government policies is moving more actively in the right direction. So I urge people to stay informed, to get informed and stay informed and take action. And one way you can do that is by going to American Farmland Trust website, farmland.org, and begin to get engaged. And if you're interested, become a member. We don't make money off your $25. We spend more of that in sending you newsletters. I guarantee it. But what we need in this country are more people who are knowledgeable and are pushing for us to bring agriculture in the right direction.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.